Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Grant reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive towards first. Gentile catches it and throws to second to double up Grant. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kirkland is walked intentionally. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Dean Stone now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Luplow strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Dean Stone. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Stock covering, for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Savarin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Savarin moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Savarin moves to third. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Savarin scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Houser strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Luplow strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-2 in the game. Lau hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gaines pinch hits for West Stock. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Held fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grant bunts towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Held scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Luplau hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Savarin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-3 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the mound. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino pinch hits for Ike DeLock. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lau moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lau moves to third. Orsino moves to second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lau scores. Orsino moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-4, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allen now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Orsino scores. Aparicio moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.